Hey guys, welcome to Talk with Sarah, a podcast inspired by the youth, where we cultivate a community of different race and tribe to serve God's purpose in our generation, living a yielded life. Imagine what the world will be if we all, I mean all, lived out our purpose. Good evening, guys. Happy Monday and happy new week. I'm so glad to be back on air. I've been away for days now, and now I am back. I had a cracked voice, and it was not like the usual. So even if I strained it, you were not going to hear me at all. So I decided to take a break. Now I'm back, and I'm here to give you saucy, juicy, and edifying content. Today we'll be talking about rejection. So before we go into the gist on rejection, I'll give you a definition on rejection, like what rejection is all about. From Good Therapy, it says rejection can be defined as the act of pushing someone or something away. That is denial, not wanting to hear anything about what you have to say, like just totally shoving and pushing your ideas away. So I'll be sharing my experience on rejection. Early this year, January, not even early this year, the beginning of this year, I went for an audition for Flatmates. If you know the Flatmates comedy show on Africa Magic. So I went for the audition. I was like, my sister sent me the poster, and I was like, oh, okay, I can do this. She said I can do this, so I went for the audition. Well, the audition was really stressful. I waited in line for like hours before it got to my turn. So at that time, they were already tired. They were just doing everything haphazardly. And I was like, okay, let me just do my thing and go out. But when I did mine, I was like, I didn't really do as much as I want to. But okay, I leave everything to God. So I left. And in June, I got a call. I wasn't expecting any call from Flatmates because they didn't call me in January, they didn't call me in February. Why are they calling me in June? So when the call came in and they were saying I'm from Flatmates, I already thought it was a scam and everything, but it was very genuine. I checked it up, and it was the person that called me was actually in charge of the logistics and everything. And I was like, oh, okay, this is a great news. I was so happy that I was like, really? So that means my acting meant something to them. They were like, the casting person was going to call me. They already fixed the time and everything. I was so happy. Then the day came and I did not get any call from the costume. Before the day came, I actually called and told them that I've not gotten any call from the person that would call me and tell me or let me know what I'm to wear and all that. And the person said, okay, don't worry, I'm going to get back to you on that before the day. And the day was just the following day. Okay, I kept quiet and I waited. I was patient. So that's the way. I still called back on the day. I was like, is the shoot not starting? It's not holding today anymore. She said, oh, I'm really sorry, but we've already shifted it. It's not going to hold today. That when it's going to hold, I'm going to let you know. I was like, oh, okay, no problem. And to this very moment, they have not called me back. Only to my surprise to see that the scene I was meant to act has already been put on air and someone else took the place. So I felt bad, but That did not pain me at all. That was not the one that ever pained me. That was the first rejection. So secondly, a pastor friend of mine sent a link for a show to host a show. They do a radio online. So okay, it's a platform for me to intern and learn more, to know how I'm going to speak to you guys. You know, I'm looking for best way to talk to you people. So I was like, okay, this is a good idea. I can do this as well, do my podcast and learn from them and everything. So I went for the interview. My dad took me there. Then I got there and I did everything. They seemed pleased with it. They even asked me when I'm going to come. They were so eager. And when I got home, the person that I've always been chatting with, I was at Ibadan. Then the organization waited for me to come back from Ibadan. And this did my own interview separately. So I was like, oh, okay, this is a sign that probably I might be picked. So I went for the interview and everything went well. I told you, like, it was fine. They liked it. They liked me. And the guy that I was always chatting with at the pardon said, oh, okay, that would your dad let you come all the way from there? I said, yes. And he was like, oh, okay, no problem. So I was already thinking that, no problem now, I would come now. I've already gotten the internship and everything. To my surprise, I wasn't called and I did not text anybody. I did not ask. I did not push. I just left it like that. That one left. The second one that happened, and there was this audition too for a TV presenter and a radio host. So it was online. I did mine and I was just being me. I did all my jokes and everything and I sent it. And the person said, oh, okay, nice entry. When if you're shortlisted, we'll let you know. And I was so excited. Oh, the person told me nice entry. Not knowing that I would have told several people nice entry, you get. It's just been very, very courteous. And I was like, okay, now. And till this very moment, no one has called me. The last but not the least, I submitted an entry to Google Podcasts to help me. They're going to be like $12,000 to fund your podcast if you have a good idea and everything. So I'll be part of these people that they will give me, because my own talk is very unique. It's not like I'm so concerned about the money, but about people's lives and everything. Because this thing has been happening, it's like a trend that has been happening. So last week, I think it was on a Thursday, I was just going through my email. I wasn't even hoping to see anything whatsoever. So I just saw their message and I clicked on it. And they were just talking. I was like, oh, you submitted me. I was thinking that, okay, oh, I'm part. And I said, we regret to inform you. I'm like, why do they have to start a message by greeting you and telling you what you did? And they do not put regret to inform you down. Why? Who does that? So that one was the one that really, really hurt me. And I was like, why? Why now? Why is everything just being consistent like this? Like, God, what's up? And I was really pained. I did not even tell anybody. It was yesterday I told a friend of mine. I've not told my mom. I've not told my brother. I was just really sad. And not sad. I was angry. Like, God, we are together. So why are they turning me down? Why are they just behaving like they cannot see me or they cannot see my giftings? Why? And this is just a small rejection. Small rejection coming from body's heart. Social rejection really hurts. It hurts you more than you can hurt yourself. Like when people tell you that, when you feel like people tell you you're not good enough, it hurts. So that happened to me. But I realized, thank God we have the Holy Spirit within us. And thank God we are always realizing. Because when we don't realize, that means we are dead. So I realized that all the doors that God is shutting for me is not against me. It's not to harm me, but it's to protect me. Like, really, I now understand that. He doesn't want me to get something and I wouldn't know the value of it. I'm not saying that he's a wicked God and he wants me to toil all night, toil all evening. No, that's not what he wants me to do. But he wants me to know the value. He wants me to understand and make use of the opportunity I'll be given. So in this stage that I am in right now and he's blocking all the doors, I understand and I know him, because he's a God that sees way, 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 way to the future before you can even see. You cannot even see where you can see. So I've just decided to trust him, and I know that all that he's doing is perfect, because he's the perfect God. He's the one that knows all things. And even if I'm being rejected right now and it seems not to work out right now, I know that in the future a testimony is cooking up. And what I've decided to do is to tap into the more that he has called me to do. And tap into the more can not only be in the line of getting a job or going to places to internship and all that. It will happen. I'm not saying it will not happen. But for now, I have it placed in my heart that there are other things that he wants me to do right now, and that is fellowshipping with him, staying in the word and getting rooted, so that when I go into the world like full force, I would not waver. So I believe that he has a plan, And the thing that will come out of these closed doors that is happening is greater than my own head can even imagine. So I know that there are many people that are going through what I'm going through, or have even gone through worse. I know. But keep on pressing on, and do not settle. Don't think that you're not enough. Don't think that you cannot actually like get to where you want to be right now. Just be patient and keep on doing what the last message, the last word that God gave to you. Keep on doing it diligently. Even when you are tired, keep pressing on. Keep tapping into the more that God has called you to do. Even though you are being rejected. Yes, like I earlier said, rejection hurts. It hurts badly. But God does not reject you, and He still wants you. So He's closing doors because He has seen your future. He said in His words that He's your creator. You were in His care even before you were born. So He knows everything. He knows the precept. He knows where you are going to. And He knows how you will go through it. And He doesn't want anything to hurt you. So He's taking His time, and you to walk in His lines so that you can get to your destination. So guys, when you feel rejected, just know that the doors that are being closed is not to harm you, but it's for your own protection. So guys, I hope this message helps you go through life and realize that living a surrendered life is not the best way to live. But it is the only way to live. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Talk with Sarah Podcast, or mail me sarahowoka8@gmail.com. Owoka is spelled Owoka, 8 as in number 8, @gmail.com. Feel free to send me any of your questions, anything you want to talk about, and I would reply. See you on Mondays and Thursdays by 4 p.m. Always remember to tune in. You got that? Always remember. All right, God loves you. I love you. And keep living a yielded life. Bye.